Because looks are everything. Because looks are everything.
The Autobright Direct Podcast.
Christmas edition. Welcome to the Christmas edition of the Autobright Podcast. I'll go through who's here. Excuse the sound of my voice. I'm not very well. Neither is Adam. He's getting the violin now, so I can see.
Tiny one.
Yeah, very tiny one. So today with me, we've got Adam.
Hello.
Surprisingly.
Yes.
Not very often you're on a podcast, is it?
Not anymore.
There might be a reason for that. We have got quite a short run time on this podcast.
Shut up then, get on with it.
We've also got Dale. Say hello.
Hello.
And we've also got, first time podcast for you, I think.
Yeah.
We've got Ash.
Right.
Podcast virgin.
Yes.
Please, in your podcast, Cherry.
I believe so.
So, yes.
There's someone missing.
Who's that?
Don't know. You just splashed yourself, Kev.
Is that the main man?
Yes.
Yes, Mark isn't with us at the moment. He's off ill.
Poorly bad.
Poorly bad.
Poorly, poorly.
Yes. Yeah, another small violin was just...
No, Adam, I'm not saying he's a snowflake.
Anything like that.
As we know, there's whatever this virus thing is going around, everybody's got it at the minute.
Yep.
We've all got coughs and sniffles and headaches and the stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of it going about, isn't there?
Hell of a lot of it going around. So anyway, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Kev.
I don't know when this podcast came out. Adam, do you?
Christmas, Kev.
Well, it's Christmas.
Christmas.
Okay. Normally we try and sort of like premeditate when we're going to release it, so... Normally we try and talk about it as if Christmas has already happened.
Over Christmas. You know.
That's because Christmas has already happened.
Christmas has already happened.
It has.
There cool. You go. So now we know.
Did you enjoy your Christmas dinner?
Was it good?
I did.
What did you have?
Christmas dinner.
Did you have Yorkshire puddings?
Oh, yes.
You have Christmas dinner?
Christmas, no, not a Christmas dinner.
Plenty of sprouts.
Let's crack on.
Oh, you sprouts. You and your sprouts, Kev. Yeah,
let's crack on, exactly. So, okay then, let's look back over... This year just gone.
So a recap of 2022.
A recap of 2022.
We did lots.
We did.
Where would you like to start?
At the beginning.
Go on then.
Back to January. I've got no idea.
January.
I've got no idea what happened in January. It's been a long year. I know that much.
It was cold.
Well, we had the new range come out, didn't we, in March?
We did.
That was the new Extreme range.
That's not January.
I know. I don't know what happened. Skip January. February.
It's too long ago.
So yeah, we dropped the Extreme range.
We did drop the Extreme range. That was in March, yeah.
It's been very popular.
It has.
Started getting into a few stockists now.
Mm-hmm. It certainly has, yeah. So
we're going to carry on with that range and redevelop it next year, aren't we?
Yep.
We're going to... got plenty of additions coming to it.
Yeah, some big changes to it. But changes. All for the better.
Yes. All for the better. All for the better. Yes. Are you having anything to do with this range change?
Might be.
Would you like to elaborate as to where they might be going?
So the range should be splitting into its respective areas. So motorbikes or motorcycles, Dale, and also mountain bike, and then maybe a separate sideline for motocross as well.
So motorcycles and bicycles.
And bicycles, yes. Mm-hmm. We're gonna rework some of the products and visit some of them to make sure that the branding is right and everyone knows what they're for.
Yeah, so there'll be new additional products coming in for there. Some of them will be crossover, won't they?
Yeah.
So you start the bike cleaner in both sections, but
yeah.
we are looking at other... My mic seems a bit weird. Why is he not picking me up, Adam?
You keep getting further away and then off to the side.
Sit still.
The media team's just not on...
You keep shaking. We can't keep you still.
It's because I've been freezing all morning.
Have you been on the caffeine?
I don't drink coffee. Anyway, yeah, so we've got new additions coming.
Yep.
To the Extreme range.
We have.
Which, that will still be called the Extreme range for the mountain bikes, right?
It will be for the mountain bikes, yes.
And we haven't really decided a name for the mountain bikes, have we, yet?
No, that's a New Year discussion.
Yes. So that was March. What about April? What happened in April, Ash?
Easter sale?
No.
I haven't got a clue. April's ages ago.
We've all forgotten.
It was indeed.
Yeah.
So let me have a quick look at my notes. And so we had the Extreme Range. We had a couple of new products dropped this year. So we had Wheel and Tire Cleaner. That was a new addition this year.
Yep.
It's gone down really well as well.
To replace Very Cherry Non Acid.
Yeah.
So from a sort of sales perspective and shop perspective, Ash, it's selling well?
Yeah, it's gone down really well. It's flying off shelves in store and then online as well. Online as well, yeah. It's selling really, really well.
Cool. So that was a replacement for Very Cherry Non Acid. We also had an addition of our very first wheel dedicated shampoo as well.
Yeah.
So we've got the wheel shampoo, again, another new product.
What's it called, Kev?
Just Wheels.
Seemed like you forgot. You didn't say it.
I said wheel shampoo.
Yeah.
Just Wheels.
Just Wheels.
Is it just for wheels then?
It is just for wheels, yes, surprisingly. That's the name, Just Wheels. Excuse me.
Any other new products, Kev?
Yeah, plenty. So we had our Evasion Snow Foam, which is added to the range, which again went down really, really well. More on snow foams in a second. And also, if you can cast your mind back to summer, whenever that was, and you know, the short period of time that we had that nice weather, we had the summer meet.
We did have the summer meet.
Which coincided with the launch of our Pick and Mix limited edition range.
Yeah.
What was in that range, Kev?
Now you're asking, aren't you? So we had lemon sherbet snow foam.
Ooh.
We had fruit salad interior cleaner. What else did we have?
Strawberry cream shampoo.
We had licorice.
Strawberry cream shampoo and licorice cutie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Again, all products that sold really, really well. Mm. And that again leads us on to potential for to keep your eyes peeled for some really special editions next year.
Yeah. What was your favourite out of that range, Ad?
I quite liked the lemon sherbet snow foam.
Did you?
Yeah.
What about you, Ash?
I'm the same lemon sherbet snow foam.
See, it was the strawberries and cream for me. Mm. Although I do like a bit of licorice.
Licorice. Yeah, I think mine was probably the snow foam.
Yeah.
Lemon sherbet, I think. Mm. From a customer perspective then, Ash, which was the most popular selling?
It's giving me the snow foam, isn't it?
Yeah, we sold a lot of the snow foam. It sold well in the shop. We just couldn't keep it topped up. And online, I think every order had the whole range on.
So the lemon sherbet snow foam is actually a product that, although we released as a limited edition for ourselves, it's actually a product that's maybe making an appearance in Halfords.
Yep.
For the general public. So if you really like that snow foam and you want to get your hands on some more, keep your eyes peeled in your local Halfords store.
So if you didn't know, we are in Halfords as well.
That was the next big news, wasn't it, for this year?
Yeah, so that was from April. It went into Halfords on the 28th of April, I believe it was.
Was it April?
Or was it August?
Did it? I seem to remember it was getting stuff ready for March.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was March or April.
It was March and then it fully released in April.
Yeah, so so it rolled out in March.
Yeah. And we've had additional stores added on later in the year then, as well.
Yeah. So now we're in around 275 stores.
Yep.
Nice.
Hopefully more to come.
And we did the Halfords Roadshow, didn't we? Till the host park banned it.
Oh, yeah, forgot about that.
Yeah.
So, we were doing the Halfords demo days, weren't we?
Yeah.
Up and down the country until we got stopped, like Dell says, by the host pipe ban, which I did read something the other day. Apparently, it's only been recently removed in certain places.
I think Yorkshire had it for a while, didn't they?
Yeah.
That way.
Yeah. Ground was so hard, it couldn't absorb the rainfall, so nowhere was replenishing.
I know else we had our first time in April, our first ever bike meet.
Yes.
Yes, we did.
ADHQ.
Yeah, we did.
And it was, it did well.
Some of Dale's mates came down.
I haven't got any mates.
Just we know.
I'm glad you said that.
Just acquaintances.
Yeah.
We had over 60 bikes here.
I thought you were just going to say six.
I did.
Yeah, we had six bikes.
We had over six bikes.
Over six bikes.
Two of them were mine.
Six and a half.
So, we had over 60 bikes like coming in throughout the day, and we've had plenty of inquiries. Are we having another one? Well, yes, we are next year, but that will be not here.
Oh, That brings on some more news for next year then, that doesn't it?
Next year news.
So just before we move on to talking about next year then, so also this year as well, we've run an offer on our winter protection in the detailing bay.
Oh, that's gone down really well as well.
That's gone down amazingly. So, you know, we had a few spaces in the run up to Christmas that we wanted to book. So we ran this special offer on the winter protections for £99. And it's been so popular that we've extended it all the way through until the end of January, I believe.
So is that like 99 problems, but winter protection ain't one?
Correct. It's Shane your age, Adele.
It's Dale.
Aye.
Don't do that
that's
again.
That's allergy.
Yeah, Lash, that's allergy.
So, yeah, it has been extended until the end of January.
Yep.
As winter will continue, as it usually does.
Nice.
Okay, so talking about things like promotions and, you know, things that we've ran this year for the first time, you also moved into the media team role this year.
I did, yeah, February.
February. So there you go. So tell us a bit about that.
So didn't apply for the job, no training for the job.
So you're basically just thrown into it then?
Yeah. we went out to shoot for the mountain bike and motorbike video for the extreme range.
I remember that day. That was hilarious. That day was.
Was that the day when Dale nearly fell over down the hill?
That's when I couldn't get up the hill. Kev kindly helped me up and then smacked me straight in the plums at the same time.
Yeah.
The tripod. Was it the tripod I was carrying? Or the gimbal?
The gimbal. It's heavier.
Smacked him in the ghoulies with a gimbal.
Yeah, ghoulies with a gimbal.
That was funny.
No, it wasn't. I would have rather fell down the hill.
So, as we were out and I was getting whacked in the ghoulies, I had quite a bit of an input with the filming of the video and everything, as well as being in it. And when we got back, I got asked to start looking at kind of taking over one of the roles in the media department and training myself to do it. So, yeah, I've been in here since February now.
Thank God for Reese.
I was just about to say that.
So, yeah, we've had two. We've had you, and we've also had Reese, who's joined the team, hasn't he?
Yeah, Reese joined in July and then disappeared again in August on holiday.
Yeah, he came out for 2 hours and then went on holiday.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's sitting there nodding in his corner.
Talking of new additions, you've had a couple of one or two members of staff.
Dispatch has had a whole like kind of a revamp. So obviously I've taken over dispatch, and then we've had a couple of new members of staff.
And so who are they?
Sarah and Hayden. So yeah, I'm really well.
Are they any good?
Yeah.
Wow,
that took a
that
while.
Was a dramatic pause.
Hesitation.
Yeah, that was just a yes. I'm not going to say any more.
Let's hope you aren't listening, Ash?
Yeah.
Say no more.
And we've had a new addition in the detailing bay as well, haven't we, this year, Kev?
Have we?
We already had Nathan, didn't we? Who started with us, was it last year?
Yeah, so we've got Nath, who is now our Valentine team leader in there. And we've also got Ryan in there as well, giving us a hand with the Valentine detailing packages.
Yeah.
Good luck.
It may be quite well.
If you don't know Ryan, you soon will.
Yeah.
Ask him about his Arbath. He loves talking about his Arbath.
Please don't.
It's like talking to Adam about films.
You beat me to it.
Yeah, chances are you've spoken to Ryan in the shop at some point, so you would recognise him.
He's doing well in there, and he's...
Yeah, we've had good feedback, so... Yeah, it's all good. Again, really busy in the bay. Big changes for next year, which we'll get onto in a sec. But yeah, so the bay's doing really well. Shop's busy.
Yeah.
Online's been busy as well. Had our first ever Black Friday sale.
We did.
That ran well. Yeah, it did. And we've had a few flash sales through the year, haven't we? Because we didn't have the Easter sale now.
No.
Because the dynamics of the sales has changed a little bit.
Yeah, that's it. So obviously looking to bring more frequent sales to the customer to help them keep stocked up and save you all year round, rather than trying to wait and buy in bulk. So obviously people don't have to spend a mass amount to last them months and just get bit by bit.
Plus, it's easier as well for, obviously, you know, during the challenging times we've had this year, getting things in, so getting products and getting raw materials and stuff has been quite difficult this year. So by, you know, spreading out demand over the year, it's meant that we can keep more consistent stock levels and make stuff available for people, you know, all year round rather than having peaks and troughs and stuff to get to stock in and stock out.
That's very true. Plus, at the moment, couriers are struggling as well, aren't they?
Yeah.
Everyone must have experienced some issues with couriers at the moment.
Yeah. Doesn't matter who you use, does it?
Yeah.
It doesn't,
no. No. It's been a fun Christmas. Yeah.
The knock-on effect from the strikes.
On a better note, going back into the year, Waxstock was back this year.
It was.
Yep. Yeah. First time, so 2 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, two or three years since COVID, hasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, so 2019 was the last one. So, yeah. So we missed 2020, missed 2021, and then 2022 was...
back with a bang.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we, again, we took a massive stand there, the biggest stand in the place, and, was really good. So we had Team Hard there with us as well, so we had one of the Coopers on the stand with us.
That was cool.
We took the Extreme Range with us, a couple of mountain bikes on the Raptor.
Yeah, we had Nigel Taylor from TaylorMade Detailing. He come with us and bought a beautiful Ducati.
Yeah, that's it. And
I think the first time that any sort of bike's been at Waxstock, isn't it, Kev? I think
it's the first time I can remember seeing a bike at Waxstock. Yeah, displaying. I've never seen a bike on display or being worked on. So yeah,
cool.
We also had Nate doing demos.
Yeah.
And getting people hands-on experience with machine polishers.
That went down really well. People were really interested in that, weren't they?
Took a couple of sample machines, cordless machines that we're looking at bringing out as well.
Is that more news for next year, that, Kev?
That will be more news for next year, yes. I mean, the show in general, I think the show's changed a little bit compared to what it used to be.
Yeah.
It certainly wasn't as... I'd say it wasn't as busy, but it certainly was less, I'd say, retail-focused.
Yeah.
And more so people looking to learn, learn about detail and learn about brands.
Yeah, more information. Wanting really people, you know, like you say, getting your brand out there, brand awareness, information. But it was still good for us. We got a lot of information.
Still did quite well, yeah. But I think it's taken more of a turn towards like the, you know...
More like an expo.
Expo-style show, yeah. So it has sort of given us pause for thought for next year.
Yeah.
Maybe make us change the plans a little bit for next year and look at doing something new.
And on that note, we might be doing a few more shows next year, might we?
There is certainly some talk, yes. Hopefully, fingers crossed, we may be appearing at a few more shows next year.
Yeah, some of the big ones will be out there, some of the arena shows.
Mm-hmm. So we would definitely like to be out there. And if you're into the show scene, make sure you pop over and see us wherever you can.
Follow us on our socials and there'll be updates on there.
Yes, Adam will keep you updated.
Reese will.
Reese will, sorry. Adam will do nothing. Reese will keep you updated.
Okay.
Okay.
So do you want to give the socials a plug? Exactly. What socials we've got, what people can follow us on?
So anybody can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter is there still, but it's not a main outlet for us. LinkedIn, again, obviously with the podcasts on Podbean is the main one, but they are on iTunes and Spotify. So, yeah.
We have got a couple of Insta accounts as well, haven't we?
Yeah, so we've got the Autobright Direct Insta account, and we've also got the Autobright Extreme Insta account, which is the newer one for the Extreme range. Focus on there is for mountain bikes and motorbikes. We are possibly going to look to split that in the future, but for now, it is on there.
Cool. So go check them out. Plus, we've got our YouTube channel.
Yeah. YouTube, again, is something that we've been working with recently, and we've been getting a few more videos on there, and there will be lots more coming in the new year for the how-tos and everything, and product demonstrations from Kev.
Cool. Oh,
yes.
Thanks. Didn't know that.
Yes, you did.
Well, you do now, Kev.
Yeah, well, I do now, yeah. right, okay, so what are our sort of plans for next year? Now, obviously, the biggest the biggest news for next year is the fact that we are moving.
Yeah.
We are.
I think we've probably mentioned it before, but we're moving from our current base in Mere down to Festival Park.
Cool.
Which will be fantastic for most of us.
Yeah.
Yep.
So if you're not sure where Festival Park is, if you're not local, it's, what, 5 miles from here? 6 miles?
Yeah, it's about 5 or 6 miles closer to sort of like Crewe, sort of Cheshire Way, isn't it?
Yeah, it's sort of like in between, if you know between Junction 15 and 16, you've got a link road called the A500, and it's sort of midway on the A500 between Junction 15 and 16 off the M6.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it is sort of like the other end of the city.
It's a massive retail park. You've got everything on there. So,
if you're familiar with where we were before we moved up to here, so when we were down at Woolstanton, it's literally probably 5 minutes further on than that.
Well, they've just put a new road in, haven't they? So
So there's now a link road in from the A500 straight across. So where you used to get off, where our Woolstanton unit was based, it's basically you get off at the same junction.
Yeah,
it's straight across
the new road.
So, bigger premises, obviously brand new detailing and valeting bays, and
new shop, Ash.
New shop,
yep. More space for production, dispatch.
Yep.
Smaller media room.
Nope.
Bigger car park.
Yep.
More space.
Yep.
And again, like Dale says, a lot close to a lot of amenities, so you've got, you know.
Mackies.
Pizza Hut.
Costa.
Subway.
Morrison's. Right, we'll stop advertising everyone else's business now.
I think everyone thinks we're just fat now.
Cinema.
We've just said food, that's it.
Nip across for a film.
Yeah.
Ski slope. During the day.
Ski slope, Frankie Benny's.
Ski slope's not far, right?
Ski slope's next door, obviously.
We've got a Halfords on there.
We have got a Halfords on there.
Yep.
And guess what? They stock our products.
They do.
So there you go.
So just round the corner, basically.
Literally just round the corner.
So yes, if you're better off go shopping in next door River Island, you can pop in and spend a few minutes talking trash in the shop.
Yes, come say hi in the shop.
Yeah, come say hi to me, Sarah or Hayden.
Yep.
One of us will be in the shop.
Cool. So that is the big news for next year.
Big news.
Big news.
Also, obviously, we've got a lot of new products that I can't really talk about yet, but there's a lot of new things on the horizon for next year as well. A couple of, again, limited edition products as well that we're already working on. We even started talking about stuff for next Christmas.
Yep.
Wow.
That's it.
And that's the first.
Yeah, you've got to start planning in advance now.
Yes, it is. It's a lot more difficult now for us to get stuff developed and researched and out. And
it takes a lot more time now, doesn't it? It's got a lot more planning.
I mean, we found that out this Christmas, obviously, with working with Halfords. Halfords started asking about Christmas in June?
Yes, I think so.
June time, obviously we had to start putting together 19,000 kits that they required for their stores and online, which
you had a big involvement in that, Ash, don't you, doing them bucket
kits?
Yeah,
that was just crazy. that kept us busy. For
you and your staff flat out helping production.
Yeah, pulling Will out, helping Will.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
I wonder where you're going with that then, Ash.
Oh, no, I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, as well as
long as you're only pulling Will out.
Yeah.
Wow, let's move on.
Yeah. As well as doing that, obviously we had our own Christmas kit.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, the Christmas kit.
That's gone down well. Still, might not be on offer now.
Nope, that's it. We might not have any left now.
Yeah, might not.
But no, the Christmas kit was good. We got that. Put that together.
What was in the Christmas kit, Kev?
We had, so there was 250ml bottles in there. You got, there's an interior dressing, which was...
Irish cream.
Yeah. I'm glad you're getting on it as well. My mind's completely gone.
Was it gingerbread?
Gingerbread.
Chocolate. Mint chocolate.
So the shampoo was Toffee Penny.
Toffee Penny.
Nope. Toffee Penny was the
QD.
Yes.
Gingerbread shampoo.
Yeah. And then it was the
mint cream Thai dressing. Yep. There you go. It's been a while since I've actually opened one and looked at the bottles, you know.
You've got one on the end of your desk, Kev.
And I have.
If you haven't
someone stole it.
You can head over to the website, because I'm guessing they'll still be on the website.
Yes.
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they are...
There might be a few left. Who knows?
Yeah, and they're down to £25. Mm.
Cool.
So if you missed Christmas and you want a last-minute Christmas gift...
Or you've got a voucher you want to spend.
Yeah, and you want them Christmas products, then jump online now.
because they are limited and they won't be back.
Yep. We also put some other Christmas gifts together, didn't we? Prior to Christmas.
Yep.
And yes, the, yes, we did. Not 2 days before.
Not 2 days before?
No, no.
What are you talking about now?
We didn't put them together 2 days before Christmas.
I didn't say we did.
I know. The elves did it.
We didn't do the Christmas advent calendar this year, did we?
Not as we usually do, no.
What did we do instead, Ad?
So we did our 12 days of Christmas. So we did 12 days of giveaways online, which was a lot easier for people to interact with rather than having to sit through a video or anything like that, especially when we know people are busy this time of year and they've got a lot of things on. So most people might not want to sit through a video every night for 24 days.
Not watching us mess about, anyway.
Yeah, that's it. We did 12 days of Christmas, 12 days of giveaways, and some random lucky people won a prize every day for 12 days.
Good prizes as well, weren't they?
Yeah, there was. So there was over £1,000 worth of prizes that we gave away. We also ran another couple of things alongside that as well. So we ran our Secret Santa, which was with any order placed between the 1st and the 12th of December, also got 20% of their order value back in products.
Wow.
So, and that was on any order placed over £30. So 20% back as well is really good. We did a mega giveaway where we actually gave away everything for the 12 days of Christmas. So everything that we gave away on the 12 days, which totaled over £1,000, if somebody placed an order between the 1st of December and the 18th of December, spent over £50 or bought a Christmas kit, they were automatically entered into it.
Right.
And we had our one lucky winner who won everything.
Wow.
And that was a lady named Jess. So she'll be enjoying that that prize now.
Nice. That was quite simple enough for them, wasn't it?
That's it.
It wasn't complicated at all, was it?
Well, it was more complicated for us because we had to work out when people who had entered correctly and things like that. Everything else for the customers was simple. Like, share, tag in two friends and follow for the competitions online and basically place an order as they usually would. Did the rest.
Went down really well, though, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So we had a lot of orders through and a lot of people entered into competitions.
Yeah.
A slightly different way of doing stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, we like to change things up every now and again and keep it fresh.
Yeah.
So it was a little bit different this year.
Yeah, with the amount of things going on as well and organising everything over Christmas period, it worked a little bit easier for us than trying to shoot a video every day for 24 days to put out at night. So, yeah, it was just...
So what you're saying is you need to make your own job easier?
No. Not at all.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I thought that's where I was going with that one. So to make it easier for me, I want to do it this way.
Our other distributors have had a decent year as well, haven't they? Like Autobright Scotland and Autobright Ireland.
Yeah.
Alan's been really pushing the brand over there. And I know he's got the bike range into a couple of new shops now.
Yeah,
Started their own training.
Yep.
So they do back to basics, and they now offer one-to-one training over in Ireland as well.
Nice, they do.
With Jeff.
Yeah. Kelly and David started going around a few shows now and getting the name out up Scotland there.
Is Jeff Mexican like you, Kev?
No.
No.
No, he's Irish.
He's Irish? Mm. Not Irish-Mexican?
I can check with him, but I don't think so.
That's fair enough.
I've never seen him with a sombrero on, so...
Yeah. You could borrow him yours.
I could do.
There we go.
If I got one.
There's two downstairs.
Yeah, you've got two downstairs.
Oh, we've got two spares.
Yeah.
That's two more I've got destroyed, haven't it?
No.
Yes, I destroyed my last one.
I remember.
Do you remember?
I do remember, because I was there.
Is that the one I used to have on the forklift?
On the back of the forklift, yeah. You
destroyed it. Yeah, destroyed. Right. What's next?
You tell me. What is next?
Well, next year we are... if you are in the trade, we've obviously got our trade range, which you can available in store or online. So if you're local, you can come in and get a trade store card. Or if you're not local, you can email in. And we're having a new trade portal to make that a little bit easier. And we're also expanding the trade range and adding a few more products and a few different sizes. So it'll be a lot better. We're having more 5 litres of the trade products, because at the moment we only do 25 litres, but we're going to introduce some 5 litres as well. So, yeah, if you are in the trade, or you're a velator or a detailer, check that out.
Website's going through a couple of changes, isn't it, as well?
Yes.
Streamlining a few things, adding a few new features.
Yeah, so on the 5th of January, the website will be down for maintenance. And that is just so we can update things in the back office and also on the main site. So you will see some changes once the website comes back.
Cool. I'm melting.
Good. All right, we'll laugh.
Yeah, so up in the podcast room, it is currently about 9 million degrees.
It is.
Mine and Kev's room is freezing, and these guys are sitting in the pants.
So could have warned us before we come in that you're going to be sitting in your pants during this podcast.
So we're here trying not to look. Just me and Kevin staring at the ceiling for the last half an hour.
An interesting crack up there.
Of course you
That's
were.
Not an interesting crack over there.
Keep your eyes off.
So looking forward to the new shop then, Ash, and the new place?
Yeah, I think there's going to be a few things different in there, I believe. But I think that's all the new year discussion.
Hush hush at the moment, is it?
Yeah, but yeah.
It's only hush hush because you don't know anything yet, do you?
I think it's
you haven't been told what you have.
It's speculation.
Ash has got a list and Mark's going, no, no, no.
Yeah, so there's a lot of speculation. It's a lot of ideas. We just kind of need to sit down and sort of
distill them into a continuous.
But yeah, this shop, when you first opened, was amazing. I think this one's going to be a lot better.
It'll be just as good, if not better.
Mm. Yeah.
Cool. But the shop will be a little bit different and dynamic, won't it? It's not going to be massively stocked, is it? It's going to be...
No, well, I believe we're going to go for less is more, so it's kind of...
So more like a showroom style.
Yeah.
So we'll still have plenty of stock in, won't we? Yeah. It's just with the shelves won't be ram-packed.
I don't think we'll ever be short stock, unless we definitely haven't got it in. But yeah, it's going to be a little bit different, which I can't make.
Cool.
Different is good.
Definitely. Are we having a bit of a coffee area, Ash? Or can't you say?
To be discussed.
Okay. Can't say because he doesn't know.
Yeah. It's on the list.
Ash is like Tony Tartlips, isn't he? We won't tell you nothing.
Yeah. Well, it's on the list. So
we'll see. We'll wait and see.
Cool.
We'll wait and see. So Christmas. Who's looking forward to their time off for Christmas?
Me.
Yes.
Well, we're on it now.
Are we?
Yeah.
What
was he near then?
We just come in and do a podcast.
Yeah, we just come in and do a podcast.
Shh, nobody knows.
It's like Inception.
Yeah. We're here, but we're not here. Oh, it's Boris.
Who?
Is it a podcast that's not a podcast?
Yeah. Don't be here, but be here. Speak, but don't speak.
Wow.
Yeah, it's Christmas, but not Christmas.
That's coming from me.
That's the SAS coming after you now. It's been a funny old year, hasn't it?
Yeah. It has, yeah. But there's a lot to look forward to next year. I mean, obviously, the move.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The move, new products,
the move.
Everything. Yeah. But, yeah, in with the
and
move
maybe
as
new
well.
Services.
Maybe. Who knows?
Who knows?
Is that on the list?
Are we retraining Kev?
That's on the list.
Are we buying new monkeys?
New what?
Is that your drum?
Yeah.
Banging his drum.
Yeah, but obviously with the move, what we're going to be looking at doing is we're going to actually document the move as well. So when we actually start moving, once we are able to enter the units, we're going to start documenting everything that's going on.
So what Adam's saying is he's not doing any of the heavy lifting because he'll have a camera in his hand all the time.
This was Adam's
idea. He gets his hand with this, sorry, I can't film me.
Damn.
Cameras and tripods.
Yes. Yeah, that's it. But no, we will be documenting everything, so it will be available to view on the YouTube channel once that all starts.
Cool.
So, yeah, people will be able to follow along with the big move and new developments.
So any behind-the-scenes mishaps?
Yeah. They'll be going in as well.
Yeah, keep an eye on the socials for our big open day.
Yeah, so if Kev lifts something again and gets a bad back, that'll be on there.
Didn't lift something and I still got a bad back.
You dropped your wallet.
I might. Yeah, right. And I try to pick marks up.
Oh.
Cool.
So, I think it's just a big thanks to everyone for all your support again this year.
Yeah.
You guys have been amazing.
Challenging times. But
challenging times, but you're still supporters, and thanks for all your custom.
That's it. Thanks for coming down the shop. Thanks for changing your journey with us this year, as we've obviously changed the way we've done things sales-wise, advertising, shows, things like that. So
if we practice that better with speech, huh?
Yeah.
In the mirror this morning. Not that I knew I was doing a podcast, but in the mirror this morning. Yeah. But yeah, it's obviously we've tried to give back to the customer this year, and hopefully we've succeeded in doing that, and we can continue to do it for the future as well.
Onwards and upwards.
Mm. That's it.
Because we'll be changing a little bit more next year, but hopefully trying to make things better all the time.
Yeah, you know, that's
trying to
improve.
It. And you know, listening to feedback, give us feedback, guys. And you know, we do listen to any comments, positive or negative, and we try and work on them.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we obviously we don't have all the ideas on our own, and we don't know what the end customer like yourselves have experienced. So yeah, any feedback is welcome.
Yeah, obviously when you look at a lot of the videos that we're going to be doing next year, again, comment on the videos. If you're looking for a new product and it's something that we don't currently offer, you can always drop us a message and we will look into it. And if it's feasible, you never know.
Are any live videos coming back next year, Kev? What can't you say?
I can't say, because I don't know. so we did stop doing the live videos, mainly due to time, just because we hadn't got time. There's a lot of stuff that we were doing at the time. But whether we may see some live, maybe some infrequent.
Randoms.
Some random live videos maybe next year.
Yeah.
Explaining some of the new products maybe, so.
You've done a few more videos this year, Ash, haven't you?
I have,
showing your face a little bit.
Becoming a video pro. Yeah.
Pro, I don't know about pro, but yeah. No, I don't mind doing the odd video now. So, yeah, you'll probably see me a little bit more.
Unlucky. I think definitely in the new shop.
Yeah, definitely in the new shop.
You'll are in the new shop.
On the plus side, we see Lesser Adam.
Yep.
Well, yeah.
So he's behind the camera now instead of in front of it.
Certainly a bonus.
Passed on the baton. Pass on the baton.
Definitely shorter videos.
Yeah. 10 seconds for Ash. Straight in, straight out. Job done.
Awesome.
Right. Have we got anything else? Are we done?
I think we're done.
I think we are.
I think that just leaves to say Merry Christmas, everyone. And Merry Christmas. All the best for the new year.
Happy New Year.
Thanks for listening to us ramble. Yeah. And
hope it's not been too boring for you.
No, it's been all right for me.
It hasn't been too boring for us because you haven't said that much, so we've been all right. Well, we had a lucky escape.
So stay tuned for the next podcast.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
See you in
Christmas,
the year.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Tune in next time to the Autobright Direct podcast.
Because looks are everything. Get down.